Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
John chapter 15, verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Now, what did he tell him? He was talking about he wants you to bear fruit. And he says, I told you this so that my joy might be complete in you. Someone told D.L. Moody once that they were praying for him, two Free Methodist ladies, and that he'd be filled with the Spirit. And Mr. Moody got a little offended by it, he said, in his writing, because he was being used of God in a mighty way. But they began to pray for him. And he said one day he was walking on the streets of New York, and the Lord opened the doors and windows of heaven and began to pour out blessing and joy upon him that he could not contain. And he sought refuge in a friend's house, and he prayed this prayer. Lord, quit blessing me, else I die. In other words, the joy of the Lord had become so powerful and real in his life that he just didn't feel he could contain it. He could not take anymore. I don't know if that is what it means, that his joy might be complete in us. I want to get there. I've had moments where, yes, I know God has poured out his joy upon me, and I relish and cherish those moments. But his joy is made complete now. Will that be at the moment of glorification when he takes us to heaven and we receive our glorified body? I don't know. But I want to strive for the fact of his joy being made complete in me as his representative. And I pray that for you. I pray that you will seek after his joy and you'll follow hard after him. And I know he will provide it. God bless you. I hope you experience it today.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.